At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Right? Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Star Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what's.
What's up, you guys? I'm a northerner. I'm from Michigan. I love to play football, wrestle, and go ice fishing. And when I go to a bar, I'm not getting a margarita or a Cosmo. I'm getting a can of beer. I puncture a hole in it, and I shotgun that beer. That's how I drink when I go out.
And hey, that's why we're known as the sore losers.
Correct. I have a question about our intro. Something I've just been thinking about.
Okay.
Like, Lunchbox, you come in here and you say, like, what you are. You're a sports genius. You have the facts, the strong opinions on sports. I say I'm your average sports guy. Like, I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know the details of sports, but I watch a lot of sports. Ray just says he shotguns beers. Like, what does he know about sports?
Doesn't matter. No, what's he going to say? I'm a middle-of-the-road guy? I know some?
No,
I know.
I'm a hardcore gambler. Like, I love to gamble. I watch all highlights. I don't watch any games. Like, something. You know what I mean? Like,
and this year, I'm about 20%. So if you bet with me, you're going to lose your ass. That should be my intro.
That's your promotion for yourself?
I mean, right now, I'm hitting less than 30.
He's doing terrible. So instead of talking about his gambling, let's play
Would You Rather!
Would you rather lose your driver's license forever or be on the no-fly list forever?
I'd rather get on the no-fly list because I have to drive. I have to drive everywhere. Like, I got to go to work. I got to go to the grocery store. Like, I have to go places, drop the kids off at school. If I didn't have a license, driving dirty, that stressed me out. Fine. Oh, well. Like, where do I have to go? You know? I'll just get me a privy.
No, that means you can't fly private.
No, if you, yes. That's not true. You can fly wherever you want. Private. No fly list is only at the airport. Ain't no private airport going to say you cannot fly.
No, a terrorist on the no-fly list cannot go rent a private plane.
How do you think they got their planes for 9/11? Oh, not 9/11. Who was the guy? Oh, one of the terrorists, he took flight classes. How do you think he did that?
But that's before he got on they weren't known to the... Before
that's crazy that a terrorist is not known before he's a terrorist. Like,
well, and before the terrorists did their thing, there wasn't a no-fly list.
Right.
I don't think.
That's true too.
Then they realized they need to shut it down for some people.
It's just like people on boats. Like, you could tell them, like, hey, you cannot take your boat from America to Cuba. Watch me. They may shoot you down, but watch me. You know, like, I'd still get in the air.
Guys, listen, I have got to be able to fly, so screw that option. The no driver's license is fine.
How often do you fly?
Hold your horses. I moved from Texas, boys. I had lost my driver's license for over a year. You can get into clubs. You ever just shaken a bouncer's hand before? Clubs. Coach.
He's not worried about the driving. He's worried about the club part.
You're trying. It's not.
You can get a regular ID. You don't need a driver's license to get in a club. They have photo IDs that are not driver's licenses.
Yeah, it's called an ID.
And have you guys ever put $20 in your hand and shaken somebody's hand before to get in somewhere? Yeah, sometimes you got to do it. You got to do some slippery handshakes. I don't need a driver's license. But if you go state to state, folks, and you've lost your driver's license, good luck with that. It took forever to try and get my driver's license.
I don't know.
My argument is you can go without a driver's license. I did for a while. The no-fly thing, dude, with our job and stuff, you have to be able to go state to state to state. We have festivals. Vegas, Austin. We live in Nashville. Good luck getting there, not being able to fly there. Thank you. I rest my case. Lunch.
Get rid of the driver's license. You've got to be able to fly to be able to travel and see the world and visit your family. Instead of taking a 14-hour drive, it takes a two-hour flight. I can drive anywhere. How many times do you have to show your driver's license anywhere? Very rarely. You get pulled.
No, but you're missing the point.
Okay, I rode dirty for 5 years.
I get it. I had
my tags expired for 5 years.
Thank you.
And I did fine. I got pulled over one time in 5 years.
But,
so that didn't worry me at all. I just rode around. Hey, and if they pull me over for no driver's license, they give me a ticket and I go on with my life. If someone's going to Paris and they're like, hey, you want to come along? And I'd be like, sorry, I can't. I'm on the no-fly list. That would be terrible.
That's not the point of this game. Like, you can sneak anything. Watch me sneak on a plane.
Couldn't do it.
What are you talking about?
Couldn't do it.
I can find a millionaire dude and be like, hey, can I pay you to fly? Like, yeah, sure, whatever, dude. Where do you need to go? In New York. All right, cool. Thank you. They're not going to check me. I could probably do that for 5 years. That one time, they'll bust me. Just like a license. It's the same deal.
I'm going with, I got to be no license. I need to fly. I need the airplane to get me places. I got to go to Vegas. I got to go gamble. I got to go see the strip.
Yeah, you're going
to
live a boring-ass life. You can't leave Nashville.
There's a way.
You can only go to a place you can drive. Memphis. Have fun there. Birmingham. What are you going to go watch, an AAF game?
You know how big of a moocher you guys are going to be? Like, hey, they took my license away. Can you get a ride to the grocery store?
I don't.
Can you give me some beer? Can you buy me a six-pack of my license?
You don't have to have a driver's license, Louise, to buy beer. There's a lot of people that buy beer without driver's license.
That's not true. I get carded all the time and I look 80.
You can have an ID and it not be a driver's license. You do understand that. My dad hadn't had a driver's license in I don't know how long. And he just has a picture ID.
How does he drive?
Yes. My dad flies. He used his high school student ID to fly.
Okay, coach, that was 1960. They can't do that anymore.
No, he used his high school ID when he was going to his 40th high school reunion.
Pre-9/11?
No! After 9/11, he had his high school ID.
I thought you had to have a passport or an ID.
What airport is this? Give the identification to the airport. What TSA officer let him go?
I mean, this one may have been a disaster. It feels like a train wreck. Let's just end it. That's how you play.
Would you rather?
Game on! It was fine until Eddie starts talking about paying off some millionaire to fly him around the country. If you could do that, why don't you do it then?
Well, if you could just drive without a license, then why don't you just drive
without
the license?
For a long time until I got caught.
Sort of like my tags. I drove without them for 5 years. No problem.
Everybody will continue doing something until they get caught, and then it makes you change course, and then you got to go through the judicial system.
Same thing as sneaking on an airplane.
You've never done that. And that's almost impossible. That's so hard. That's so hard. Coach, you can't even barely get in the door and they're already asking you for your passport and your flying certificate.
Fine, I'll take a boat.
Oh, boy, here we go. Anyway, game of the century last night. All the hype.
The Super Bowl?
North Carolina going into
North
Duke.
Carolina, come on and raise up. Take your shirt off.
Spin it like a helicopter.
North Carolina.
Petey Pablo.
Dang.
People were paying thousands upon thousands of dollars for tickets to go see UNC Duke. They hyped it up. They had coverage all day. They had people out there with the fans painting their faces.
I mean, and Obama was there.
Obama. I believe Ken Griffey Jr. was there.
Ken Griffey was there.
33 seconds into the game. Blowout.
Literally.
And I am talking blow. I've never seen someone come through their shoe like that. It was a bad night for Duke. It was a bad night for Zion Williamson. And it was a bad night for Nike.
And what did we learn? If a team can't shoot, they can be beat. college basketball, there is no powerhouse.
After the first 30 seconds of that game, I don't even think you can judge that game on what happened. Like, no one expects for your star freshman, Zion Williamson, the most famous college basketball player right now, like, for him to go out. Not even an injury. Dude, his shoe
he was injured.
His shoe fell apart. I mean, caused him to hurt his knee. His shoe fell apart. It was like, dude, do you remember when you had shoes and you've had them for like 10 years and finally the sole starts coming, like the flaps
start coming talking.
Apart?
Yeah.
They start talking. That's what it looked like.
Well, and some people have different size feet. Their feet are like I'm very hard on shoes. For some reason, my ankle rubs a little bit on the back. Yeah. When I run, I have to go through running shoes maybe once every year. I'm going through them.
So, but well, that Zion, means you're not running very much.
Can you imagine the force to actually go through a shoe? I mean, I've had the nose of it go, the heel go, but the shoe to actually fall apart. I would like a physicist to figure out the amount of force for that to happen. He blew through the sewing job. I mean, it is it's miraculous. Almost like some of the sole split, some of the plastic split, the sewing got split, the tongue was ripped apart. That was unbelievable.
Educate me. Like,
it must have been a faulty shoe.
That's what I'm saying.
When you're saying the physics force. And force and all this, it was just...
He's not a bull. Like, he's not a lion, like a
we
bear.
We saw the bulls yesterday. The bulls like, win every time.
He's a human. And every human should be able to wear a shoe without worrying about blowing out.
It's sort of like when a car gets recalled. There's a defect. Something happens. Or you get a pair of jeans that's sewed wrong because they put the seam down the front on accident. That's what happened.
That's your jean right now.
Yeah, that's my jean right now. That's what happened with the shoe. It was just there's always a bad pair somewhere out there. There's something happened. It was sewed wrong. They didn't tighten it the right way. Something went wrong. It wasn't because he's just this big dude. Let's not give Zion Williamson credit. He's now blowing out shoes. He's unbelievable.
He was running 200 miles per hour, and it came to a sudden stop. The shoe couldn't hold it. Like, no, it wasn't even that.
Right. It was just it was a malfunction. It was a lemon. It happened. Sometimes you buy a brand new car, and it breaks down a week later. It's not because you are going so amazing. Yes. It's just a lemon. It happens.
Okay, so educate me. Are these shoes brand new every time they play?
No, I don't think so because you would get blisters. You break them in during practice, I would assume, and shoot around. And they
break them in the same day. So this is
no. I don't know.
Okay,
they probably have 10 pairs that they use, and they work on breaking them in because they know they put a lot of mileage on them, a lot of wear and tear, and they want to feel good. If you put a pair of brand new shoes on, let's say you're going to run a marathon,
yeah, they hurt.
You're not going to go put a brand new pair of shoes on because it's going to rub and they're not broken in. They're not molded to your foot. You're going to get blisters. So I would say that he's been using those shoes in practice or maybe other games. I don't know.
So maybe he did wear that shoe out. Maybe he wore it out. That's the shoe he wears the whole season and it just finally gave in.
Because I bet he has a history of breaking shoes.
Coach, what is this, Shaq and backboards? Like
it'll come out.
No, Shaq... Shaq broke like one or two backboards ever. It's like, guys, that's what I'm saying.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Like Michael Jordan, you don't think he wore out shoes? He never blew them out like that.
He didn't weigh as much as Zion.
Shaq, did you ever see Shaq blow out a show?
Yeah, see, but he didn't move like Zion.
Stop with this.
Shaq doesn't run as fast as Zion.
In his younger days, not now.
Who blows out tires? Does the guy driving an Acura down the interstate, does he blow out a tire?
Sometimes.
Or does guy driving the semi-truck of force blow out a tire?
Both.
Zion is a semi going down the interstate, and he blew out a tire. That's not happening.
Nah, it's a defect.
You don't see a light on her feet, runner girl, a girl playing volleyball, blow out a shoe. You see a diesel truck on the interstate pull off to the side. You're wondering, what's all this black all over the road? It's because he blew out a tire. That's what Zion
did.
So
you've only seen semis on the side of the road with a blown out tire? Only? Ever?
I ain't never blown out a tire. Well, and I've been on the road many a year.
My high school soccer coach died in a car accident from a blown out tire. Recall.
The semi?
Huge no, it was a Ford Explorer.
Oh, stop.
Huge recall.
Did Coach used to have a Ford Explorer?
No, the Bridgestone. Are you talking about?
It was a Firestone.
Firestone.
It was a huge recall like back in, the 90s.
Yes.
Or
well, there's about to
2000.
Be a recall on those Nike shoes because it was a blowout.
You have never seen anybody else blow out a shoe. So that just tells you it was a defect.
It's a defect,
happens.
Coach.
It happens.
Get over it.
And another thing, I'm looking at those Nikes. They were kind of ugly. They kind of looked like grandpa shoes. Yeah. They were like just plain white. Like,
hey,
they looked like grandpa shoes.
Hey, this shoe's getting a lot of coverage. It's getting a lot of front pages of a lot of things, and they're not the greatest looking shoes.
Right? Did you?
Are they Nikes?
Yeah, they are Nikes.
Of course they're Nike. Hey, Puma had to delete a tweet though.
What did they say?
They gave some intern or something was like, that wouldn't have happened in a pair of Pumas. And then they deleted
what's wrong with that?
It's like going after Nike.
But that's kind of like Bud Light, Coors Light commercial. Like,
they should have kept it up. They had to take it down.
But Phil Knight last night had a heart attack. He's watching that game probably and he's like, Who designed these shoes? What factory are they made in? Get them on the phone right now. We need to improve.
Who's Phil Knight?
Swoosh.
Nike.
Oh,
he invented Nike.
Oh, he invented it. Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm saying
that swish sign, his kid drew with crayons.
Is that right?
No.
Coach, I believe everything you say.
Really?
Can you imagine if you're the head of Nike and you're sitting there watching the game and on national TV, all this hype, everybody's there, the biggest star in college basketball, and it blows out right there on TV.
Okay.
I know this. If you want to look back to a moment when Nike, when there was a changing of the tide.
Oh, when Puma took over?
Well, I mean, guys, are you wearing a pair of Nikes?
Yes.
Oh, you are? El Bizzle?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, crap.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing an Adidas.
2 out of 3 Nikes.
What I'm saying is Adidas is going to start to take over, and Big Baller Brand. You know,
what if this doesn't change anyone's mind? Severely injured, and they say it's just a mild knee sprain.
People are saying he can sue them and do this and that. And
now, I don't know if he can sue.
No, he probably can't
because you just bought a pair of shoes. Like it happened.
I mean, pretty much you can sue anyone for anything. I think that that would be good enough to go to court.
That's interesting.
Because if you put your whole career, like say even if he does get over and he ends up being all right and he's fine, whatever. Like, he could still say, like, I'm not going to be the way I used to be because I hurt my knee because of your shoe. I mean, and he is, right now, prospect-wise, probably could be worth a lot of money.
And they're saying in Vegas, Duke was the favorite to win it all. Then the market was all over the place.
So it changed last night?
It did, but then now, I guess, since his injury isn't as severe, I don't think that Vegas, like, they're pretty much still the
favorite. First question before we move on to that, Coach, do you think this affects Nike sales? Like, you think people look at that and be like, oh, no.
Nike's a powerhouse. This is a blip.
It's a blip. It's an absolute blip. You're exactly right.
In the world we live in, it's actually good for Nike. Will the stock dip today? Maybe, yeah. But people, they're in the news. Nike's getting all this free publicity. People are seeing the shoes. Maybe a lot of people like the shoes now.
Because you got to think, like, kids watch sports, and they base their wardrobe on like, players. You know, like, Oh, yeah, Kyrie wears these kind of shoes. Like, I'm going to wear those shoes.
They do. My nephew does. The Kyries, the KDs.
It's big on kids, like real big. I don't know if Zion has his own kind of shoe or whatever, but people...
Dog, are you wearing the Zion blowouts?
Yeah! Get you some of those.
Dude, I hope there's something that comes up on Twitter of all these kids that are blowing out these shoes, and they're just like a faulty, junky shoe.
Yeah, and I maybe this makes Nike reevaluate the shoe. Maybe they get a lot of feedback.
Thank you.
Like, man, these are kind of ugly.
But the ugly part of it, and if you're buying a shoe, I want it to last for life. I hate when there's a wear and tear on this and that part of the shoe, and you got to get a new pair.
The shoe's not going to last for life.
No shoe lasts for life.
I want it to. When I buy it,
okay,
I expect
this isn't the everlasting gobstopper.
So you want the shoe to be made out of the stuff they make out of rocket ships out of, because that lasts
titanium?
Forever. Yeah.
Do you have a pair of shoes from high school still, or you always churn them out?
They had holes in them.
Shoes from high school?
No, I always thought you were supposed to buy shoes and they last so long.
Like my shoes from high school, they would go down to the foam. Like all the rubber part of the sole, whatever, it would go down to the foam where I had nothing. If I stepped on a thorn, I was screwed. So I'm like, trash. Like, can't wear those anymore.
I just thought it was a lifetime purchase.
And so right away, the game loses its, like, a little bit of luster.
Exactly. I mean, North Carolina heated up real quick.
Well, North Carolina ran them out of the building.
Which, if you're a Duke fan, Duke better, March Madness ain't looking that hot, because, wow, hot team gets hot, you guys are gone.
I don't think so.
You can put an asterisk by it if you want, but Duke still has two players. They have the top three recruits in all of high school basketball.
But that
last year.
Yes, but you don't hear coached that much from the third one.
Cam Reddish?
Reddish?
He's real good.
I don't love him. I like Barrett and I like Zion.
I think RJ Barrett, to me, is better than Zion Williamson.
Well, yes, but he's not. He doesn't have that appeal to him.
That's the thing.
Zion's just in the paint. Boom. He does his left hand and gives a big time dunk.
Coach, he can do everything.
He's a monster.
I don't love his threes.
He can shoot threes.
I don't love him. I mean, there's big guys now that can shoot threes. That North Carolina big guy was draining them.
May.
Big guys, yeah. May's good. But listen, a team, I think there's better teams than Duke.
There are better teams than Duke, and Duke can't really shoot. If I'm playing against Duke, I'm packing it in and saying, shoot the three ball. Go ahead and shoot the three ball. And what you saw last night is the North Carolina rebounds the basketball.
Oh, and they run, too. They run fast.
That is what you have to do against Duke is run, because they were getting easy. Their transition D, getting back on D, they were terrible. They were getting layup.
Duke wasn't good to get back? Duke was terrible, yes.
Yeah, Duke was not getting back.
Coach K's wide open today.
He's so mad.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to run their ass all practice.
So to say, yes, okay, Zion Williamson, that's an easy excuse to give. But when you're Duke and you're the number one team in the country and you have two guys that are going to be top five draft picks in the NBA draft besides Zion Williamson and Jones, who is a great point guard, one of the best ones in the country for a freshman, his brother went to the NBA. Don't give me this, oh, it's all Zion. Yes, it changed your game plan in it.
Huge.
Luke May had a smaller guy on him and took advantage. They just kept in the post, and he was abusing people.
Well, it's not like they were playing a no-name team. You know, like, this is North Carolina. We already knew North Carolina's good. It was going to be a close game regardless.
Well, Vegas had it at nine points.
That's not close.
Is Zion Williamson really worth 28 points? Because they lost by, what, 16, 17 points? And then the 9 points, I mean.
Dude, Vegas thought they were about to double-digit their ass. But if you bet North Carolina plus nine, good God, what an amazing bet. You were chilling the entire game. Because it was a blowout.
And how depressing if you paid those thousands of dollars.
But because those are rich people. I don't feel bad for them. Ain't no way in hell I'm paying $1,000 to go to that. But those are people with money. Those are business people that have money sitting around. They're taking clients. But yeah, people are paying thousands upon thousands to go to that.
I also laugh at the students that had to camp out for weeks.
They do that. There was a tradition. I don't know if it's so much. It's for the positioning of where they stand in the student section.
But you just camped out for weeks.
They do it for other games too.
And then you got blown out by six.
go back to your tent.
Like halfway through, you're like, oh man, this sucks. Yeah. 33 seconds in, you're all hyped. Air goes out of the building.
Oh yeah. They were saying, I mean, yeah, you know how quiet that thing got. That Dookie, that they're known for the crazies. That, dude, Cameron Indoor can get real
quiet.
Oh yeah, it did.
For a minute. No,
for a second. Like,
yeah, but I mean, once they were down 15, their fans weren't doing their little wiggle hands.
I thought you meant they went quiet after Zion.
The wiggle hands go to the side once they're down 15.
Yeah.
They go hands in pocket. Yeah. Like, oh, that's what they're tailing between their
legs. Text daddy, get some more hedge fund money.
So depending on how bad this injury is, do you sit Zion for the end of the season?
No. Not well. You.
How many games are left?
You got March Madness starts middle of March, so we still got until the conference tournaments.
What,
another
six games.
You got another week and a half, 2 weeks of
solid
basketball.
Yeah, you got six games probably till conference tournaments because I'm thinking Kansas has 4 or 5 left.
So that's five games. You have 5 games left. Do you sit them knowing that you're still going to make the tournament?
Yeah, if you got to wait till you are extra cautious because you have nothing to play for right now. You are trying to win the NCAA tournament, so you want him 100% healthy.
Correct.
So if there's a chance that you need to rehab him, you have all the wiggle room in the world.
Well, even if it's a minor injury or whatever, but a minor injury can turn into a major injury if it's even hurt even more, even in one game, you know? So, like, it is a precautionary measure. Now, if it is still a minor injury, you play him, but it could be worse.
Or do you sit him? If he's a minor injury, you sit him until he's 100%.
Correct.
If the doctor says it's 7 to 10 days, you sit him for 15 just to make sure he's 100% healthy.
Who's the Vegas favorite to win March Madness right now? New odds.
Duke. Yeah.
Coming in, I mean, they're the over.
Kentucky's two.
No, Kentucky's three. Gonzaga's two. Virginia, then Michigan State.
Wouldn't it be an advantage, though? Like, think about this. If Duke's at one right now, if Zion gets, they sit him down, they don't win their next game, whatever, they're going to fall. Do they fall? How low do you think they fall? And If they do
If they lose multiple games, they're no longer a number one seed.
No crap. But I mean, if
that's important in March Madness, they're going to maybe have to play them like Kentucky in the Sweet 16. And then they got another team they got to play in the Elite Eight. The goal is, if you're a number one seed, to have a pretty much a breeze all the way up until your final two or three games. Like the first two games.
First two games are pretty easy.
Should be a breeze.
They're not. That 8-9 game, there's always a one seed that seems to lose to the 8-9 seed. It happens every year. Everybody thinks, oh, it's such a breeze. There's only been, I think, once or twice in the history that all four number one seeds make it to the final four.
Right. I felt like that was last year.
So being a number one
seed. No, it wasn't.
Was it? Or 2 years
last
ago?
Year was Loyola St. Mary, whatever, of Chicago. That's right. And Florida State out of the 8 seed.
That's right.
It was because there. So it's very, and I mean, Virginia lost to a 16 seed
last
year.
Was that last year?
Yes.
Dang.
So being the number one seed is, yes, it's hard, but I don't think it really affects you, Duke, that much if they're a one seed or a two seed. Not that big of a difference.
Yeah, but if they lose the next three or four games,
Are you drunk, Coach? They're Duke.
They are.
They're not. He thinks they're going to go on a four game losing streak.
They are
Coach,
so loaded.
They're damn Duke. Please pull up their schedule. This guy's saying they're about to lose four in a row.
They will have to play North Carolina again at North Carolina.
And they'll beat them. Coach K's that good. He knows what happened, and he's going to run their ass, and they're never going to get beat back like that. It would be very difficult for North Carolina to beat them again.
They play Syracuse next.
Okay. They lost to Syracuse earlier in the year.
Yes, and Syracuse, I watched them last night, pretty damn good.
They don't score.
Here's the thing about Syracuse.
If you want to watch some boring basketball and almost fall asleep, watch Syracuse.
The zone Syracuse runs is very difficult and very hard on people. If you can't shoot, you can't beat them.
Then there you go.
And then they have Virginia Tech.
They actually do have some
Not a bad team.
Okay, they have some decent
Not a bad team. Then they have Miami, who's whatever.
Terrible.
Whatever.
They're Duke.
Wake Forest, blah, blah, blah.
Terrible.
And then UNC again.
There you go.
That could be three games that they can lose going into the tournament.
I'm telling you, North Carolina ain't beating them again. You don't do that to Coach Kane. You don't do that to Duke.
But you act like...
Zion's probably going to be
playing. You act like Roy Williams isn't on the other end.
When do they play Syracuse?
Next. So they play on the Saturday.
Okay, so here's...
Oh, boy. You better get Zion back.
No, that's what we just said. Syracuse is going to be, they're going to be in shambles. Saturday is the day to bet on Duke. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because Jim Boeheim last night was driving, he hit and killed somebody on the highway.
No, after the game?
Yeah, after the game. He was driving and there was a car that had wrecked, and the guy got out of his car in the middle of the highway, and Jim Boeheim hit him and killed him.
Wow. Did that just come across?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding
you. So he's not even coaching?
Well, he may coach, but they gave him a blood alcohol thing.
Well,
there's zero.
Well, he was
working unless
he was drunk at the game.
Well, yeah, but you
never
know. I
mean, the guy most likely walked in the road. Otherwise, why would he
have hit
him?
He was in the middle of the road.
Wow.
Yeah, he said he was in the middle of the road. I'm not saying I'm not blaming Jim Boeheim.
I don't even think he's saying it's a legal thing. Just emotionally?
Emotionally.
That'll wreck you.
It's going to be a rough week for Syracuse basketball because their coach just hit and killed someone, so he's going to be emotionally wrecked, so it's going to be hard for him to be present with the players.
Oh, yeah.
Coach, how do you just drop? I had no idea that happened.
Wow. That's just something I read. It happened. Yeah, they're breaking news this morning, and so I was just thinking,
dude, those cars, when you pull over to the side, those cars are going so fast, especially on an interstate. And the fact that you cross that line
they're going 70.
I know.
On average.
And you go into whatever this guy did, he walked into the road a little bit. I mean, that's so dangerous.
People don't realize.
I always pull over as much as I possibly can.
As much as you can, and if you can get out on the right side, that'd be best.
Exactly. Don't even exit
but
from the left.
If you get out of your car, stand on the other side of the guardrail. Usually you should just stay in your car.
Yeah, if there's a guardrail.
Dude, and my parents got me a pretty sweet kit. I can put up these orange cones, and there's even little flares.
Oh, yeah,
I got
flares too.
Dude, I'm like, I don't give a crap. If I'm pulled over, I'm doing it all. Exactly. Like, even whatever, 30 feet out just to warn people.
So that's where I think Duke's headed. But, yeah, so the game was a little bit of a letdown because the star power was a little bit less without Williamson and the whole hype. Everybody's 8 o'clock game. Everybody's all, woo-woo, 8 o'clock Central.
That's what America gets. I mean, you can't build something up like that. People are people. It's a human world that we live in. Guys, stuff like that happens.
And
shoes blow out.
The NBA is back tonight, and LeBron James.
It's about time. I hate the All-Star game because we don't have NBA for a week.
It's their break, though.
They deserve it. Yeah, they need to rest. They need to recoup. But
it's like our summer.
Are they able to go party and like summer it up a little bit?
Yeah, they take the family to Disney World.
Vegas, bottle service?
Oh, for sure. Okay. For sure they go to some players just... Sort of like a bye week in the NFL. Do you think all the players are really just resting and relaxing?
No.
They're on a privy to Vegas to party for a week.
I mean, these NBA guys are going to come back sloppy. Expect some low scores.
Oh, is that, and now you're going to take an under?
I'm telling you, it's tough to make a basket after you've been bottle servicing.
You're
going to
take an under?
If so, I mean, if you...
You don't ever take unders.
Guys, when you've been drinking alcohol in the system, you're hungover, good luck putting up 140.
Yeah, you. Well, last time you said that, those the Blues, or who was it?
The team that was eating hamburgers.
Buffalo Sabres.
So anyways, no, the Buffalo Sabres, and they actually didn't win a week after I said that. They did cover.
The game that you did...
They covered. They still lost. But my team had to win by two. They covered, but they didn't win for a week because they were hungover because I saw them at that wine
dive. Oh, just that one night.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Yeah, no. LeBron James has said his intensity for the playoff push and has been activated earlier than usual.
Activation on, activation on.
Please check in. Your name? LeBron.
You are now activated for playoffs.
Your team is not activated.
Ready for takeoff.
Please tell the rest of your team you are activated.
But warning, you are the only one activated.
Other teammates need to be warned about activation.
He says, I am going to be a little bit different, a little bit earlier than I would like to in previous years. Thank you.
We must tell you, LeBron, every other player in the NBA is also activated.
LeBron, Golden State in your same state is still fully activated.
They have been activated.
Los Angeles Clippers in the same building. They are fully activated and still ahead of you. Sacramento Kings in your same state. They are fully activated.
LeBron, if you don't make the playoffs, can we turn off the activation?
We don't want you to get your feelings hurt, but you are late to the game.
If you continue under 500, activation will be deactivated.
So,
interesting, coach.
Right here, the Lakers are 3 games out. The quote-unquote second half starts tonight.
They're screwed.
They play Houston. Do the Lakers make the playoffs?
That's probably a bet.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
Do the Lakers make the playoffs?
What are they looking at right now?
Tell me what the 8 is, and tell me how many games back there are.
There are 3 games.
Ooh.
Three
There's games. 25 games left. They're 3 out.
Okay, Lakers
they
next
have
head coach.
The 4th toughest remaining schedule in the NBA.
Yeah. Warriors, Thunder, Rockets again. They put Celtics. They play the Rockets twice. Warriors twice.
The favorite in Vegas is no. It's actually a pretty even bet.
I am going to.
It's an even bet. Let's bet it.
I say yes.
I am going to bet on LeBron James.
I will too.
Yeah. I will take LeBron James over the Clippers because the Clippers, I don't even know how they're in the eighth. I think they're in the eighth. The Kings may be in the eighth now that I think about it. But I don't know how they're going to stay above the Lakers.
Clippers are in the eighth. Okay. Right behind the Spurs.
Guys, that would be such a fun bet. I think we follow it.
I think it's great.
I think the Lakers. I think the Lakers make the playoffs. If you're taking the best player in basketball, the best player on the planet, LeBron James, you believe he can make up three games over the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah.
Can one player do that?
The Lakers are actually good. There was a time during the season that they were playing some solid ball. I don't know how they got under 500.
He got hurt.
Yeah, he got a groin injury.
LeBron got hurt and didn't play.
And they were out. He was out for like a month.
That explains
it. That would be why, Coach. Do you watch these games?
Now we know.
His groin was deactivated.
That's right.
But his groin is now activated.
No, he is fully activated. Guys.
You are full activation.
LeBron, have you notified other players on said team of activation?
Yeah. I say he makes it. He makes it. Now we call the Lakers him. I say that the Lakers make the playoffs.
LeBron,
barely.
If you don't activate now, it will be too late to activate. I think they do it in time. It's the Lakers. All you got to be is top eight, guys. Like, the NBA playoffs are easier than other sports to make.
Half the league makes it.
Thank you.
That is kind of annoying. I wish there was less playoff spots. But we are what we are. Whatever you're going to say.
They make it.
Okay.
Now make it.
Oh, I got make it.
All
I got,
three of us
I,
say
I
make
should
it.
All put 1,000 on it. If we had 3,000 on
it. How much money do you make?
No, I'm saying it would.
You want to do it?
Guys, we would be following every game.
You want to do it?
Hey, you know what we'd be like? The next day, hey, did you watch the Lakers game? You watch the Lakers? Yeah! That would be amazing.
It? 1,000?
I would root for
$100 each. We'll put on the Lakers.
Eddie said he's out of money.
I am out of money.
But I don't care. Get $100. There's an ATM right down the road. Just go and get $100.
Rob it?
Go to Lola's.
Do you know how banks work? And what do you want to do? Rob the ATM?
Your bank account does not have $0 in it.
Close.
Okay, but it has at least 100. You take 100, you put it on the Lakers.
So the kids aren't going to get the candy they want at the grocery store.
Dad, you said you'd take us to the movies this weekend.
Shut up, I'm watching the Lakers.
Daddy, you always let us get sweet D. Why only waters?
Kids, put some money in the Lakers, kids.
Kids, wait here by this door. I'm going to go in. I'm going to buy one ticket. And Dad, is that stealing? No, just stay right here. When I open it, just come in.
Junior, can you put the car in drive and hit the pedal to the metal?
Daddy, what's that ticket that looks like it has a bunch of scratch off on it? You never get those.
Don't worry about it.
Let me think about it.
Some money.
Let me think about it.
No, we've got to make this bet before tonight because once they win tonight, the odds are going to change. Yeah. We're not going to win as much money.
Coach, it'll be a fascinating bet. We're following it every time. I strongly think they make the playoffs. It's the Lakers. The same guy that's on that team has won national NBA champions.
$100?
Each. So then we would win three.
That way we're all invested.
All right, I'm
we're
in.
Invested.
I'm in.
Unless you want to do 50. I don't care. I 100 always popped into my head because of the Bulls yesterday.
Oh, the $100 bill on the Bull?
Yeah.
I would feel better with 50.
Okay, 50.
I know, Coach. Listen, if I wasn't in this spot in my life, I would go 100.
Coach,
easy.
I got takeout the other day and it was 36.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so $50 each. Hey, that's fine. Hey, listen, like I said, it doesn't have to be, but I say 50 bucks each and we do it. Right? Make the bet on your phone right now.
Okay.
Make it. We'll pay you cash.
And then one last game I want to talk about before we go. Last night, the Georgia Bulldogs were playing Mississippi State. And it is tied with 0.5 seconds to go, right?
Saw this.
Okay. And the guy.
What is this, hockey?
It involves a stuffed animal.
College basketball. Okay. Guy goes up for a jump shot and he gets fouled. He gets hit on the wrist. So he's shooting two free throws.
Yeah.
And it's tied with 0.5 seconds to go. He misses the first one. And an angry fan throws a stuffed animal on the court trying to hit the player.
I saw that.
Okay.
I saw that was a technical.
Guys, it's not funny. Don't do that.
Technical foul. So he gets an extra free throw. He makes it, and Georgia loses. People are blaming him, the person that threw the animal on the court.
Well, yeah, he got the technical.
But he still had another free throw to go. So he missed the first one. He still had one more. So to say that the stuffed animal made him lose, no, he made one free throw. He had two. So even if the stuffed animal is not thrown, guess what? They still win.
But he had three.
But he made the second one. He made the second one. He had two. He made the second one. Third one he missed on purpose. Great.
And then the head coach, I see what you're saying. He has to go over to the PA mic and yell at the student section. I mean, if you're a head coach, just stand back. Like, let somebody else yell at the student. He's like, I don't even know. They didn't have it audioed up. I wanted to hear what Crane was saying or whatever, their head coach.
It's not your job.
But it was something like, come on! What are you doing? I mean, you don't need to be the guy that's yelling on the PA system.
Well, like, they're going to listen to the head coach over an assistant coach.
True.
That's why you put the head coach out there.
That's a good point, because I was curious why you didn't just give one of his side guys. You know, they each have like four assistant coaches.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, assistant coach, give me a water. Hey, assistant coach.
The one that looks like a kid, you at the end.
You guy, just go yell on the mic, tell the kids to stop doing that.
So I don't
But then
like
he
a
runs over and grabs on the PA mic and yells at the students.
Hey, but think about this. How cool would it be to be a student to have a technical foul? Like, yeah, I have a technical foul in the NCAA.
Dude, they need to put him on the if he's on the box score, he needs to get that and frame
Yes, dude.
Yeah, so I wonder how they write that up in the paper. Technical fouls.
Billy.
Fans.
Billy.
The whole fan.
Billy the fan?
Billy McAllister. Sophomore.
Engineering major. Yeah. Like, but yes, so everybody freaking out. Oh, he cost them the game. No, he still had... He had two free throws, so he missed the first one. So the stuffed animal... It took a little bit of pressure because he knew he had an extra free throw after that, I think. But
so that could be, I mean, that's a big factor.
No, he still had shots. That's the
right.
thing.
It's he not still had a shot.
One shot.
Yeah.
And he made one shot.
Right.
Yes.
But he didn't have a lot of pressure in that shot. That is something to consider.
No.
He didn't have a lot of pressure on that
most
shot.
Most guys
he knew
can
he
make
another
one of two in college basketball. That's 50%. That's not good. Like, most guys can easily make one of two.
That's your argument, most guys?
Yeah,
like,
you missed the first.
A lot of games where people don't make the two free throws.
The pressure's on. It is the pressure. The pressure is there.
Most people do have two pairs of shoes that don't blow out.
Yeah, to me, blaming the student is a little ridiculous. And one last thing. Do your parents ever embarrass you guys?
Yes.
No, yes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Like, how do you get...
My dad, he does stuff at restaurants that, like, my fries aren't hot, sends them back, stuff like that. I'm just like, Dad, just eat the fries. Like,
my dad will... I guess this is... that's when you were now, or you're
now,
saying, like, when you were a kid?
He still does that today.
He'll still do that?
Yeah.
Dude, my dad will do it, like, when we're with... I mean, I'd say maybe this is in college. I'm with all my college buddies. We're out to a meal, and my dad would be like, do you guys care if I pray for the food? And like all my college buddies like, excuse me?
That's sweet.
I know, but it was kind of embarrassing. Like he said, do your parents embarrass you? I'm like, Dad, can't you just say a prayer to yourself? Do you got to command their attention to pray for all of their food here at Wendy's?
Yeah.
Like we're literally eating fast food, Pops. We don't need to bless the food.
Another thing my dad would do is that when we were younger, and there'd be a table like a Pizza Hut next to us, a bunch of guys cussing and like saying bad words. My dad would get up and go over there and be like, hey, y'all keep it down. I have my kids over there.
Really?
Rather than not hear you say all your bad words.
I have never met your dad, but he is greatness.
That's
I'd be
funny.
Like, Dad, are you kidding me?
See, as a dad, I don't know if I'd do that. I'd be like, you want to move to another table, son?
Hey, guys, cover your ears. What are you? These guys are...
There's this 19-year-old soccer player for Roma over in Italy, okay? His mom is hot, and she keeps putting sexy pictures on Instagram. And he's like, Mom, stop putting hot pictures on Instagram. So she is like a hottie. She's got almost 400,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And she's in a bikini, and she's doing just hottie. And he's like, Mom, quit it. Like, in a short skirt. And he is so embarrassed telling her, please quit putting provocative photos on Instagram.
And Mom's is still posting them.
But the mom's hot.
But the mom is hot.
Like, he must be like 16.
He's 19.
There you go. She doesn't even look that old.
Right. Like, I don't know. The problem is, there's probably no way he can think that his mom's hot. Like, does he look at that? All three of us right now can decide that she's hot, right?
Yeah.
Unanimously.
Yeah.
Is there any chance of him looking at those pictures and being like, yeah, my mom's hot?
Dude, you know his kids' friends are talking about that.
That's a good question. It's sort of like if your sister was Jessica Simpson. What? Like, if you were a brother,
no,
were you like...
she's my sister. Not hot. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like just automatic to think, like, I can't look at her as hot. It's my mom. It's my sister.
Most people have the shutdown switch. Some people can objectively see one of their family members as attractive. I can't. I got a shut off, so I'm not able to really see that.
Like, is your sister hot?
Like, I dated a girl that kind of looked like my sister.
Oh, boy.
And my buddies were like,
this is bad.
And my buddies in high school were like, dude, you know your chick you're dating kind of looks like your sister? And I'm like, I never realized that she kind of looks like my sister. Because I never analyzed how my sister looked.
You were naturally attracted to that.
I was attracted to her a little bit, but it grossed me out, so I dumped the girl after 2 weeks. We broke up. But she really, she was almost a doppelganger to my sister.
Coach, do you think your sister's hot?
No. I don't have that. I don't look at my sister that way at all. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
okay. That's tough because she's hot.
She's hot. And he's
telling her, mom's got to do what mom's got to do. She likes that. You know,
yeah, she's like, trying to get something, you know, trying to get people to slide into her DMs.
You know, like all the players, though, they're razzing him.
Is your mom coming today?
They're for sure following her, too.
She has 375,000 followers on Instagram.
Man, they must be easier to get overseas. How does a mom have
Well,
that
because
many?
Her son
well, her
is
son's
a
famous.
There it is.
Soccer superstar, and she's smoking hot.
Yeah.
I was going to say, she's just not some unknown mom posting hottie pictures, and the kids discovered it. She's become pretty famous, so then they were able to see it. Like, most people's moms, you can't even find their Instagram.
Are there any other, like, American moms that you can think of, the moms to athletes that are famous?
Oh.
Steph Curry's. They show her all the time. I don't know if she's hot, but they...
Well, they're not talking about hot.
AJ McCarron. The college football quarterback, they showed Catherine Webb.
And it's not his mom.
That's his
girlfriend. Mom right next to Catherine Webb.
Oh, was she hot?
Very hot. Just equally as hot to Catherine Webb. That's why Brent Musburger was like, oh, wow, Dee Dee, the mom. And then, oh, Catherine Webb. What a woman.
So that's all what you parents, talking about.
All you parents out there, you want your kids to grow up and be the quarterback at Alabama.
Oh, what a woman. You're a kid out there.
That's not a girl, boys and girls. That's a woman.
If you're a kid out there, you tell dad to get the football and go in the backyard and be a quarterback in Alabama. Whoa! That was the best 20-second clip of audio I've heard in the last 20 years.
It's funny.
Brent Musburger, amazing.
Oh, man. All right. Well, NBA's back tonight. We're putting $50
each. We're doing this.
$150 bet.
To make the playoffs.
We are taking the Lakers to make the playoffs. Let's go, Lakers.
Let's go, Lakers.
LeBron is activated.
This is the first time I've ever put any money on the Lakers.
Either way.
Here you go. The game started 9 p.m. every night.
Oh, God.
I mean, you can't even
watch
them. We're
going to show up to work so tired every day.
Hey, man, I got the league pass. I've been watching the Lakers every night.
What's up with these three guys? They're exhausted every morning.
What's up with Eddie? He's wearing a yellow jersey.
Yeah, why are you wearing purple and gold?
I come in with a magic jersey on.
Yeah.
LeBron has been activated.
Maybe a little too late.
The activation wasn't full, I guess. Why did the Lakers get beat by 10?
All right, thanks for listening, everyone.
Sore Loser Show on Twitter and wherever you listen to podcasts, please give us a little rating, comments,
five stars,
feedback.
You can tell us what you think, all that. But really, seriously, when we talk about stuff and you want to tell us your opinion or what you think about it, because this is really what we believe, but we're wrong. We can say we're wrong sometimes. You have a different belief on something, hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah, and we should really get an email so we can have a mailbag. I thought about that.
A mailbag?
I mean, the mailbag nowadays, I would say, is the Instagram DMs. When people Instagram DMs.
Well, I understand,
DMs.
But we don't really have an Instagram.
We do have an Instagram that has more followers than our Twitter, so we should probably look into putting stuff on that Instagram.
It does?
Yeah.
How many Instagrams?
6,000.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
But yeah. I really think we should have a mailbag where people can write.
It might be less than 6,000,
but
it's more
than Twitter. They can email us in questions or something, and we should do it like once a week, Wednesday mailbag or Monday mailbag. I don't know.
Should they just mail us a letter?
Oh, God. No.
Handwritten letter?
We're out.
All right.
It's going off the rails. I'm done.
Goodbye, guys, I just got this letter in the mail. It said, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
The sore losers are now deactivated.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.